Alan Hodkinson, proud to be a former primary school teacher and an associate professor at Liverpool Hope University. I suppose responding to that, I'd like to say, is narrative dying in the primary school? You are lucky to have been lectured or educated by Penelope Harnett. A number of those people of that age are dying, dead, or not, you know, and so on. And there is a huge generational gap in that teacher trainees, the horrible word that is, may have as little as 6 hours of how to, if they're looking, they may just get geography, God help them. And there's a real issue here that narrative is a craft. It's a craft that primary education was built upon. And it seems to me, when I go around schools these days, that it seems to be something that's dying within primary.
What's the evidence of its slow death or fast death?
I think, having seen a number of history education courses closed down, I mean, Exeter and places like that, from 1998, the government taking control, the last government of the teacher training curriculum and specifying history or geography, that necessarily the time was reduced. When I trained many years ago, you had lots and lots on history. It was seen as fundamental. PE was another one that was seen as fundamental to primary education. And as I say now, I sit with trainees doing their 6 hours when they do about policies rather than how to do it and how you inspire the next generation to think this is a blinking good thing, you know, and to get that enthusiasm within a classroom on a Friday afternoon when it's been raining all day. And actually what they seem to be taught in very many places is this is the history curriculum, this is the content, and this is a worksheet. Off you go.
How many people share that story of lament and despair? Too shy, or are you on your own?